Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our radio ministry. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If your little boy or girl crawled up on your lap this week and asked, "What is God like?" how would you answer? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we pray that through your word, we may have a clear understanding of who you really are. Help us, O God, to turn not to our feelings, not to the teachings of society, but rather to your word, that there we may have a picture of a God who once said that I love this world so much that I am willing to give my only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him shall have eternal life. Grant today, Holy Spirit, you will draw us closer to that ever-loving, compassionate God. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, be
hear the word of God as it is recorded in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, beginning at verse 40. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning, "See to it that you tell no one what has happened. But now go and show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in the lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Dearest Jesus, draw thou near me.
friends in Christ. If your little girl crawled up on your lap this week and asked, "What is God like?" how would you answer her? I hope after today's sermon, you would be able to say, "Mary, let me read you a story." And then you would turn to the story telling about Jesus healing the leper. It would teach your child that our Heavenly Father is a God of love and has great compassion for this world. And it is that word compassion that I'd like to turn your attention to this day, for I believe that's what the story is all about. This story has three parts, which apply not only to the life of the leper, but also to our needs. Talks about people's needs, talks about great compassion for all mankind, and it talks about our negligence in obeying his word. So here was a man who really had a need. The scriptures say there was a man with leprosy. He came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Leprosy was a horrible disease. It would disfigure the face, the limbs, the hands, and many other parts of the body would suddenly drop off. It was a symbol of helplessness. Physically, this person was terminally ill, and socially, he was an outcast. He could not draw close to other people, and if he did get into their presence, he would have to holler out from a distance, "Unclean, unclean." But on that particular day, he forgot about the ordinances of the town, and he came to the Lord Jesus, begging on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Isn't that a symbolical picture, friend? Is that not only the picture of the leper? Is it not also a picture of every sinful person as we come begging on our knees? "Forgive me, Lord Jesus, forgive me." As we come begging on our knees, "Give me strength, O God, give me strength to face the day." I would urge you to think back on your hours of desperation, and where did you go? We go to our Heavenly Father, and perhaps even on bended knees, and we cry out again, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And then comes that next verse. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." He had real compassion on him. What does that word compassion really mean? Well, it is more than pity. Pity can be very condescending. It can give you an understanding that you have a superior feeling to the one you are viewing. I remember years ago, I attended Union Seminary in New York City during the summer. Right near Union Seminary is the beautiful Riverside Church. And I would walk over to that church and look down over the hill, and there was the beginning of the Harlem. If you walk down into the Harlem, you would see all kinds of poverty, for this was one of the places where many impoverished people lived, at least at that time. And we would say, as we viewed that particular section of the city, "How sad." And we felt pity for them. When you analyze that word, it is sort of a condescending type of a thing. We realized that we had it better than most of the people who lived there, and so there was a feeling of pity that went out to those who had to live under these adverse conditions. The word compassion is more than sympathy, for sympathy can be on the surface. We can behold a person who is suffering and then all of a sudden express our sympathy and go on our way. I think you notice that real often at the time of a death. Your neighbor dies, and because you feel badly about it, you go next door and you extend your hand or give the person a hug, and you say, "I want to express my sympathy to you." It's a very fine gesture, and certainly one would recommend it. But that kind of a sympathy can be kind of on the surface. You know, we express our sympathy. We are sad. We ask the question, what can we do about it? And there's nothing we can do about it. And so we just make the best of it and we go on our way. And 5 minutes before, we were expressing sympathy to the neighbor, and now we are enjoying ourselves with another neighbor. So that's sympathy. Lot to be said for it, but still it is not compassion. Compassion is an expression of the heart which moves one to act, and sometimes it is very costly. This is what Jesus is showing. He is not only sorry for her, he is not only expressing his feelings, but this compassion is so great. Now, this is a picture of God, that it reaches out and touches a person who is unclean. He wasn't supposed to do that. It was an order of the day not to touch the leper. And the leper, as we have already said, had gone contrary to the law, and he was in the presence of one who was clean. But Jesus Christ is willing to reach out and to identify with those of us who are spiritually unclean. Now, your little girl or your little boy might not understand that, but in some way you could say to them, this is who God is. He loves us so much that he has come to this world, and he just wants to put his arms around us and love us. He can identify with us. You remember that great passage of Scripture found in the 4th chapter of Hebrews? He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He was a person who was willing to come into this world, identify with us to the point of taking all of our sins upon him, and going to the cross and suffering and dying for our sins, that we might be restored into fellowship with God. Now, that is compassion. That is the God who is willing to come to us. This is a God who comes to the alcoholic who in his distressed state cries out on bended knees, "God, I can't stand it any longer. I've tried to quit the bottle, but I can't do it. God, have mercy on me, because if you will, you can make me clean." And how many thousands and tens of thousands of people have not been able to overcome that affliction because God showed his compassionate love in the person of Jesus Christ for him or her. How many broken-hearted spouses who saw his or her marriage falling apart did not turn on bended knee and beg, "God, if you are willing, you can help me through this." And God provided the grace and the strength to do it. That's compassion. God is the one who reaches out. He touches us, and it is absolutely necessary that you and I experience some kind of compassion during the course of our walk through life, or there's something really missing in our experience of living. From 1986 to 1990, Frank Reed was held hostage in a Lebanon cell. For months at a time, Reed was blindfolded, living in complete darkness, or chained to a wall and kept in absolute silence. On one occasion, he was moved to another room, and although blindfolded, he could sense others in the room. Yet it was 3 weeks before he dared peek out to discover he was chained next to Terry Anderson and Tom Sutherland. Although he was beaten and tormented, Reed felt most the lack of anyone caring. He said in an interview with Time magazine, "Nothing I did mattered to anyone. I began to realize how withering it is to exist with not a single expression of caring around. I learned one overriding fact. Caring, compassion, is a powerful force. If no one cares, you are truly alone. Christians are never truly alone. That's a great point. Christ Jesus is always there, and he's anxious to do something about whatever affliction we are bearing at that particular time. How fortunate we are, too, to receive gracious caring through brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus who make up the church. This care, this compassion, can provide the strength that we are able to endure. Jesus cares. And so you say to little Mary, that's what God is like. He's a person. He's the Almighty God who created this world. But Mary, he's also the God who walks right here in our house, and he really cares for us. But isn't it interesting that there is a third part to this story? And it shows our negligence in obeying his word. So Jesus said to him, and he said it very strongly, "See that you don't tell this to anyone. But now go and show yourself to the priest and fulfill the necessary ceremonies that go along with it." He wasn't just saying to this man who now had been healed, I was glad to do it, but I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't tell anyone. Not at all. In the book of St. Luke, where this same miracle is recorded, Luke says that Jesus ordered him, "Don't you tell anybody." But he could not carry this very far. It says that he went out and he told everybody he came in contact with. Now, I imagine he was so happy, and maybe he was giving praise to the Lord Jesus. I don't know what he was saying. But regardless of what his message was to those with whom he came in contact, he was going contrary to what the Lord Jesus had asked him to do. The Lord had said, "Don't tell anybody." And the reason for that was Jesus wanted to be able to teach the word and not just perform miracles. He wanted to get at the hearts of people and not just try to take care of their afflictions, whatever they might be. But because this man went on and told everybody, Jesus could not go into the cities but had to abide in what the scriptures call a lonely place. It is very evident that Jesus had performed the miracle and had done and made an external change in this man's life. But it is also true that he did not change his heart. It reminds me of the story that I heard some years ago that a dermatologist once observed that his patients were very anxious to have a medicine that would cure the disease of their skin, but they resisted any prescription that would change the diet or their way of life. We like to have our symptoms treated and have them heal, but we resist the deeper and more radical transformation brought about only by the cross of Jesus Christ. The leper got what he wanted. He got his health back. And then, for all practical purposes, whatever the message was, he walked away forgetting that Jesus had told him to be quiet. A friend, have you ever wondered how many who had been healed kept up any contact with Jesus at all? And what about us? We who have been healed, if we are believers in Christ Jesus in so many ways, who have tasted of the Lord's compassion, have we ever told anybody about what he did for us? For once he said to the leper, "Don't tell anyone," But today he says, for he has ascended into heaven, go and tell the world. Go and tell the world. Tell your little girl, your little boy, who creeps up onto your lap. Tell them that I am a God of compassion and a God of love and a God who wants to make them whole. That's who God is, a God of compassion. Amen. Father, we pray that those this day who find themselves alone, shut in, or suffering in some manner, may experience that close by you are there, and that you're anxious to show your compassion to them. Lord, maybe it's pride that has kept them away. They have thought that they could handle this situation themselves, but each day it grows more lonely all the time. Come into their hearts, Lord Jesus, and grant that not only those who are afflicted, but those who yet seem to appear so innocent, our children, our youth, may know that that God who has come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ to be their Savior and their best friend is a God of compassion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the gospel message, the hymns, and the prayers of our service have brought you comfort today. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit radio ministry, supported entirely by gifts from you, our listening family. Some of you are members of our GEM Club. GEM stands for Gift Every Month, and members send a gift each month. No matter the size of the gift, this faithful, regular giving provides Christian Crusaders with a steady income to pay for radio time. We warmly thank each of our GEM donors. You are truly jewels in this important ministry. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help defray mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.